Sure would be nice. I think that's a goal that we always look for, but we'll see.
What was it like hearing these guys talk?
Anytime you can hear these greats come back and talk and you know, the emotions that they had when they played the game, you try to learn from that. You try to learn from what they did on a daily basis that made them so great so you can apply it to what you do on a daily basis.
You talk a lot about brotherhood and what it means, and I know you've been in the game a long time, so you're getting an understanding, but to see the guys still together and still coming back to this team so many years later, does that just have a greater importance for you?
Absolutely, and you start to realize the importance of these off-season workouts and how important they are, not only to make your team better, but for the guys to get to know each other, to build that camaraderie, that competition. I think that's, you know, as far as our D-line room, I think that's what fuels our defense so much, is we compete day in and day out with each other, with our offense, and I think that helps you in the long run. But it definitely, as you get older, you start to realize that every team is different every year. You know, you can't live on what you did last year. You can't expect things to just pick up the way they left off last year. Every year, you've got to build a new foundation.
Might just talk about the hidden beauty of a training camp where the first couple days are really tough to kind of get everyone back in the groove and grind and everything, but by the end of it, the bond that's built between guys somehow, some way, you leave with that better feeling about where the team's at.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, even for those guys, I mean, it was much more of a grueling process than it is nowadays. I mean, even when I first came into the league, you know, we had legit two-a-days, and now you don't have that anymore. And in some ways, it's easier. I think it's more of a mental grind than it is a physical grind than it used to be. I don't know if there's much beauty about it, as you put it. But at the end of the day, it is. It's something where, you know, you can't really explain it, but going through that process, you pick each other up, even when the next guy is not feeling so great, you pick him up and you make sure that you keep him going and vice versa. You know, there's going to be times out there that you're not always going to feel good, but the guys around you are what keep you going and keep you motivated.
As you approach training camp, what's different about this team's mindset than last year? Obviously, coming off a disappointing year versus four.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, you know, we've been in a situation where we were 11-5, and then you turn around, and you come back, and you be 8-8, and you know, we ran into a lot of stuff last year with injuries and things like that. But there's no excuse. I mean, there was games that we should have won down the stretch. So we understand that in order to be successful in this league, you have to work hard day in and day out. And, you know, it really started back in April for us in the weight room. And I think training camp, you know, this is just going to continue. Working hard every single day out here. Offense is tremendously getting better, in my opinion. So I think for us, when we go into training camp, we put the pads on. I think that's when the competition really ramps up and you get more of an idea of what type of team you're really going to be.
Daniil was saying that even last year he was watching what you did to stay so long and to stay as good as you are for as many years. To have a young kid with talent like that not only want to do the technique, but to do the things that you do so that he can take that forth, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me. You know, I've always prided on myself as far as, you know, doing the little things right, always going out and trying to better myself, make sure I'm taking the right steps, make sure I'm in the right place all the time. I've always been a guy that, you know, obviously everybody knows I'm a vocal guy, but I've always tried to be a guy that leads by example, by doing things right. And, you know, when you got a guy like Daniil that, I mean, obviously is on track to have, you know, probably what these guys have, be in a Ring of Honor one day, and you know, hopefully he can stay healthy and he can do the things that he needs to do because he's got a bright future. But to have a guy like that, that, you know, looks up to you and has told me many times that, you know, he really wants to emulate some of the stuff that I do, I mean, it means a lot.
What kind of strides do you think he's taken in the classroom from year one, year two, now to year three?
I think he's understanding the game a little bit more. You know, when he first came in here, he was kind of a raw talent. You know, it was one of those deals that you knew he had a lot of potential. It was just going to be how quick he could grasp the game. But he's a smart kid. He takes notes every day. He goes in there, and you can definitely tell he's applying it on the field. He's understanding situations, understanding different formations that the offense is throwing at him, and he's being able to recognize those things faster. So I think it's going to be only good for our team that he can understand that stuff.
Right, when they came to you with a restructured contract, was it important to get a second year? And after that,
Yeah, it was important for me. Definitely. You know, this is the place that I want to be. You know, spent my whole career here, and I definitely want to end my career here. And so it was important to me to get that second year. And, you know, I think I've said it time and time again. I mean, I think it was a rare opportunity that you see a player be loyal to an organization and vice versa, the organization be loyal to a player. And, you know, nothing's guaranteed in this league, but at the end of the day, you know, I got the second year, and hopefully that gives me options, you know, to be able to finish out my career here in Minnesota.
Brian, Coach Zimmer said that the defense has been impressed with David Morgan's blocking abilities. And today I talked to David, and he was saying that the defense has made him a better blocker. What have you seen from him in year two in the offense?
Yeah, I think he's you know, really taking the steps that he needed to take in the offseason in order to be what we need him to be. And at the end of the day, you know, David, I think, is probably one of the better blocking tight ends in the NFL, and not a lot of people have seen that yet, but I think you're going to see that this year, that he's going to be a very important part of our offense being able to run the ball because of what he can do at tight end as far as blocking defensive ends and things like that. And, you know, it's not an easy task for him. He's got to go against Everson. He's got to go against Daniil. He's got to go against myself. He's got some guys that in our room that can actually play the run pretty well. So I think for him it has helped him become a better blocker, but at the same time, I think he's going to be a very important role in order for us to be successful on that side of the ball.
Even without bad time, what have you been able to see from some of the offensive tackles that were added, Riley and Remmers?
Well, I like their attitude. I mean, at the end of the day, they're guys that are going to fight, claw, scratch, and do whatever they got to do. They may get beat, but they're going to get a shove in. They're going to do something. They've got an attitude about it. And that's what you got to love about an offensive lineman is, you know, they're not going to be the most athletic guys. They're not going to be you know, the greatest athletes in the world or anything like that. But at the end of the day, you want to see a guy fight, claw, scratch, or do whatever he's got to do in order to keep his quarterback clean or keep the running back in the gap that he's supposed to be. And that's what those guys bring to the table.
Brian, when you were younger, did you watch Randy Moss or Ahmad? Do you have any memories of a kid as what your thoughts were about them?
See, a lot of people don't know that I was kind of, in a way, I was a classic Vikings fan. So I grew up a Cowboys fan, but my second favorite team actually growing up was the Vikings. So I used to watch John Randall. I used to watch Doman and all those guys when they were playing here. And definitely watched Chris Carter and Randy Moss and Dante and all those guys when they were here. So, yeah, I kind of grew up watching them a little bit.
Anything you took, B-Rob, from their message to the team, the two guys getting in the Ring of Honor?
Well, I think what I took to heart was what Randy said at the end of practice. You know, I've always lived by the motto that in order to be the best, you have to work harder than the rest. And he broke us down today and said, you know, you have to work harder than anybody. You have to take advantage of every opportunity that you get on the field. And, you know, that rings true for me. And, you know, to hear some of the greats that kind of have the same motto that you have, I mean, obviously that's pretty cool to have. Good deal.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.